We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story spectacular. Double feature.
It's a Story Spectacular Digger the Dog double feature. Today's adventures are Digger's Daily Routine and Digger's Rock Show. If you enjoy these double dog tales, be sure to subscribe to Story Spectacular on your podcast app.
Who wants a story?
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the pet-tacular show you can take on the go. Listen along while you're drinking from your water dish, while you're playing a game of fetch, or even when you're hanging around with your best dog pal. I'm your host, Angie. Today's show is a double feature with two spectacular Digger the Dog stories. First, we will hear all about Digger's daily routine. You see, Digger used to do the same thing every day. He was stuck in a bit of a rut. But soon, Digger and his whole routine were turned upside down. Let's find out what's in store for our pal Digger the Dog and begin our first doggy tale now. Digger's Daily Routine. This is Digger.
Hello.
He's an ordinary dog with an ordinary house near an ordinary bog. He lives each day the exact same way. This is Digger's routine. He wakes with the sun and does a few stretches. Then trots down the path where the paper he fetches. He has a little dog breakfast with a little dog tea. Then he loads up his cart for work until 3. Digger works the land all on his own, digging and gathering stone after stone. He loads up his cart till it's ready to haul, then treks to the field where he builds a rock wall. 3 o'clock means quitting time.
Back to the house to wash off the grime.
Digger eats dinner, and then once he's fed, he puts on his jammies and heads off to bed. He sleeps through the night in his little dog den, then wakes in the morning and does it all again. Each day for Digger is exactly the same. He works his routine in the sun and the rain. Until one day, something happened that was so profound, it turned Digger and his whole routine upside down.
Huh?
It started out like any old day. He began his routine and was on his way. As he was putting his rocks into rows, a peculiar smell reached Digger's nose. He followed the scent, feeling quite brave. To his surprise, it led to a cave.
Whoa.
He dropped into the hole, and guess what he saw?
Whoa!
Thousands of gemstones in reach of his paw.
Crystal, quartz, garnet, tourmaline.
The most beautiful stones he had ever seen. He gathered some quickly to bring back to his sight, then pushed forth the cart with all of his might. But suddenly, whoosh, Digger and his cart took flight. Digger steered his cart around rickety bumps.
Yikes!
He soared through the air over ramps and jumps. As Digger sped forward, his paws began to quiver.
Aye, 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 aye.
Then splash! He collided with an underground river. He floated along smoothly.
Now, this ain't a bad ride.
But just then, he came to a water slide.
Whoa!
Digger screamed as he rode down. But remarkably, he landed safe and sound.
You know what?
He exclaimed.
I want to do that again.
And soon more animals came to join in. They mined for gems and rode down the slide. Digger became the cavern tour guide. Surrounded by friends and newfound fame, Digger and his routine would never be the same. Did you like Digger's story? Stay tuned and find out how you can get a free ebook of Digger's daily routine. You can also watch the illustrated video of Digger at storyspectacular.com/videos. Joining us now in the studio is the famous tour guide himself. It's Digger the dog.
Hey, everybody.
Now that you have an exciting routine, how do you like to entertain your new friends?
Well, Angie, I like to tell jokes.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
This week's jokes are all about geology. A geologist studies rocks, minerals, gems, and lots of other things that make up the Earth.
Do you have some geology jokes for us, Digger?
Sure do. Where does a geologist like to relax?
Where?
In a rocking chair. What did the old stone say to the little pebble?
What did the old stone say?
I used to rock climb, but that's when I was a little boulder.
That joke was a gem.
What does the pebble want to be when it grows up?
What?
A rock star!
Oh yeah, Digger, those jokes really rocked.
That's just the way my rock jokes roll.
Hope you can come back soon to tell us even more jokes.
Sure thing. Goodbye for now.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
What an amazing show. We heard all about our friend Digger the dog and how his daily routine would never be the same. Digger also told us some funny jokes about geology. I think Digger really rocks.
Story Spectacular.
For our second feature, we will hear all about Digger's rock show. Digger has found a lot of fun ways to make noises with his rocks. He can't wait to entertain all of his new friends. So let's begin the rock show now. Digger's rock show. Digger the dog just loved digging for gems and collecting rocks.
This rock rocks!
One day, he decided to put on a rock show for all of his friends.
I will put out all my finest specimens on display for everyone to see.
Digger built a wooden table to display his smallest stones. He carefully lined them up neatly into a row. Then Digger found a nice stump and placed his medium-sized gems on top of it.
Hey, that's looking pretty snazzy.
He grabbed a tin bucket and turned it upside down and placed his favorite big rock on top of it. He looked around at his lovely display of rocks.
Oh boy, my rock collection looks so amazing! I can't wait to show them to all my friends!
Digger did a little happy dance and leaped and twirled in the air.
Woohoo!
But suddenly, he lost his balance and bumped into the wooden table that was holding the small stones. The table tipped over and the stone slid down, making a swoosh sound. As the table fell, it tipped over the stump that was displaying the medium-sized gems.
Oh, dear.
The stump made a clunk as it fell to the ground. The gems landed in a pile on top of one another, making a plink, plink, plunk sound as they fell. Digger watched in horror as his displays fell down like dominoes and knocked into the tin bucket. The tin bucket tipped, and Digger's favorite rock fell to the ground and made a whoop sound.
Oh, no!
Digger ran over to his favorite rock.
I hope I didn't break it!
But to his relief, the rock was fine.
Phew, not a scratch. Say, my rocks are all okay, and they made some pretty cool noises when they fell over. I like the sound my big rock made when it hit the ground. I also really like the sound of the small stones sliding down the wooden table. The medium-sized gems made a funky plink, plink, plunk sound too.
Digger picked up a handful of pebbles.
I wonder how the stones sound when I put them in a jar and shake them. Cool! What about when I hit the medium-sized gems with some sticks? Neato! What about if I fill the tin bucket up with water and throw my big rock in it? Wow, that was really cool!
Digger looked around at all of his rocks.
Oh man, I think I have an even better idea for the rock show. I will play some music for my friends using all of my favorite rocks.
Digger practiced all afternoon and prepared for his big show.
Neato!
The next day, friends from all over gathered to see Digger and his rocks. Digger set the stage up with tin buckets and wooden stumps and sticks and jars. Then he wheeled out a cart filled with beautiful rocks. The crowd oogled and ogled at the lovely rock collection. Digger waved to the crowd and shouted,
"Are you guys ready to rock?"
Digger grabbed a handful of small stones and slid them down a plank of wood into a jar. They made a swoosh and a rattle. He took some sticks and tapped on his medium-sized gems. He bounced pebbles off of wooden logs. They clinked and clinked. The crowd cheered and laughed.
Ha ha, this is the coolest rock show ever!
Digger the dog played on, thumping and thudding, clinking and clomping, whamming and whumping. He rocked out with his rocks.
And now for my big finale!
Digger grabbed the biggest rock from his collection and lifted it high into the air. Then he tossed it into a tin bucket filled with water. The rock made a loud splash sound and the water sprayed the crowd.
Yay! What a finale!
The audience was delighted with the show.
Hooray for Digger!
This show really rocked!
Digger smiled at all of his friends. Then he had an idea.
Say, why don't all you come up here and make your own funky sounds with my rocks?
Yay!
The crowd cheered and ran up to the stage. Together, Digger and all of his friends played amazing rock music till the break of dawn. Doggone it, that show really rocked. If you love today's story with Digger the dog, you may also enjoy reading Digger's Daily Routine. This spectacular book is available for Kindle and in paperback at storyspectacular.com/books and on Amazon.
Woohoo! Rock on!
Let's keep on rocking with Digger the dog and hear some funny jokes.
Haha, you know me, I like to tell jokes.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today, Digger has some funny jokes about rock music. Take it away, Digger.
Sure. Why did the grandma put wheels on her rocking chair?
Oh boy, why did the grandma put wheels on her rocking chair?
Because she wanted to rock and roll.
Scootily-doo, I'm gonna rock in my frock tonight, woohoo!
What do you get when you cross rock music with a group of berries?
I don't know. What do you get?
A jam session!
That song is very, very good!
How do you make your hair dance?
How do you make your hair dance?
You put on a headband!
I love hair metal! Wow, Digger, those certainly were some head-banging jokes about rock music.
Haha, I can't wait to have another joke jam.
Me too. Come back again soon to tell us even more jokes.
Sure thing. Rock you later.
His name is Digger and he likes to tell jokes.
My name is Digger and I like to tell jokes.
Today's show really rocks. We hung out with our pal Digger the dog and had a fabulous time at the rock show.
Wahoo!
Then Digger the dog told us some groovy jokes about rock music. Thanks for jamming out with us today.
Story Spectacular.
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to watch Story Spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. While you're there, you can get free song downloads and printable activity pages, too. Thanks for tuning in to this special Digger the Dog double feature.
Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening.
Keep on rocking.